I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, well, everybody in the news right now is talking about this terrible attack that's taken place in Nice, France. Another terror attack, apparently, where a driver in a white truck, a large white truck, that at least right now Fox News is reporting the truck, in the back of the truck, had arms, had grenades, this kind of thing, and there were shots fired apparently at some point as this truck was barreling down the street there in Nice on Bastille Day, which is basically the 4th of July there in France, and all of these people were out along the water and so on, just having an ordinary evening, and then this truck comes out of nowhere and just barrels into people, ends up killing. Right now, they're reporting between 73 to 75 people who were just butchered, just smashed by this truck that came barreling down the road. And it is, then, of course, the French police come in. You can look at the photographs online of this white truck. The windshield of the truck is just riddled with bullets. It's obvious that the French police, they shot and killed the driver, as is being generally reported right now. And this is just a terrible tragedy that's happened. And they are reporting that ISIS online, on the internet, that ISIS is taking credit for the attack. They're celebrating the attack. At least on Breitbart right now, they're reporting that ISIS has taken credit for it. Fox is reporting that they are celebrating it and obviously are happy that this thing happened, tragically enough. But it is just yet another reminder of the reality of Islamic jihad throughout the world. And in France, especially, I mean, France, we've talked about it on this program. I've told you all, we have one of our ministry supporters over in Paris, who lives in Paris. He is a Frenchman. And he's a Christian, praise the Lord. And I spoke to him over the phone a few months ago, and I've had the chance to speak to him a couple of times, but I talked to him a couple of months ago and I asked him specifically what he thought about this situation, these stories that we're hearing stateside in America about how people are predicting in the next 10 to 20 years, France could become a Muslim country. Is that really at all likely? And he said to me that he believed it was likely, that it was very possible based upon how things were going in that country and the way the socialists are manipulating the system there. And any attempts to try and resist the flood of Islamic immigrants into France is met with cries of racism and bigotry and racism and bigotry and on and on and on. And yet they have had multiple attacks in France. They have every year 30 to 40,000 cars are burned in that country every year by Muslim gangs, teenagers who are running around just firebombing cars out of rebellion and lashing out at the system, I suppose. Either that or they're doing it because they want to systematically terrorize the French people to ultimately pressure them into giving in to whatever the Islamic demands are going to be going forward. But France is in a very, very difficult spot right now. And other countries in Western Europe, I mean, you go read some of these news reports. Breitbart has one here about Sweden, where it says, wear a headscarf or be raped. Swedish women warned. Swedish women are warned, at least according to this article. Wear a headscarf. And apparently stickers have been posted there in Sweden that say, quote, women who don't wear a headscarf are asking to be raped. And the story says stickers calling for democracy to be replaced with Islam and for women who do not wear a veil to be raped have appeared in public places in Sweden. They have been reported to the police. So this is a Breitbart news report. There was another report in Germany where a migrant set a woman's hair on fire in Germany, down in a subway in Germany. Set her hair on fire, apparently, reportedly, because she wasn't wearing a headscarf. So this is the kind of insanity that's going on in Western Europe and in other parts of the world. There are all kinds of stories about jihadi-type attacks and Allah Akbar attacks that go on in other countries that just don't make it into mainstream media, that are not reported, but you can find them on a whole variety of websites. TheReligionOfPeace.com, that's one of them. And I've talked about that on the program before. They do, I think, a pretty good job of documenting and keeping a track. In fact, let's go look at their latest numbers on ReligionOfPeace.com. So they've got a jihad report. If you go to their website, they have the jihad report there on the left-hand column, July 2nd through July 8 of 2016. This is what they report on this website. A total of 39 attacks. This is around the world. 39 attacks just in this six-day period, this one-week period, from the 2nd of July to the 8th of July. Their jihad report is that there were a total of 39 attacks, a total of 615 people who were killed as a result of those attacks, then another 740 people who were injured. There were 12 suicide blasts, and these things happened across 13 countries. You see, I see these stories on the internet every now and again, and there are stories of Islamic attacks, Muslim attacks, that happen where it's not going to be reported on Fox or CNN or ABC and so on, but they're happening. It happens in other news. There are other news reports. More remote publications will report them, but they're still taking place. The jihad report for last month, June of 2016, for the whole month, had a list of total attacks for June of 2016. These are Islamic attacks. 238 just in June. 2,055 total people killed. Now, this is according to the website religionofpeace.com. 2,055 total people killed. 2,006 people were injured. There were 43 total suicide blasts, and this happened across 33 countries. And then, of course, they give you the list of attacks. Okay. And they tell you where they all happened and, you know, the date they happened, the country, the city. I mean, the website is actually very well done and very well documented. If you go to this website, but attacks that happened, for example, in Bangladesh, where 4 people were killed, 12 people were injured. This was on July 7th in Bangladesh. A police officer is hacked to death and a woman is among 4 total killed by an Islamist attack during Eid prayers. Okay. Mosul, 6 people are beheaded by a Sharia court. Aleppo, 3 civilians are flattened by a Sunni mortar barrage in Tanambo. When was the last time we ever heard of a place of Tanambo in the news? Tanambo. 9 people killed, 9 Christian villagers are murdered by ADF Islamists. There are terror attacks that are happening, brethren, all over the world by jihadists. They're happening continuously. Now, I was watching Bill O'Reilly's program, and he had Donald Trump on the phone. And of course, Trump is talking about how there needs to be a declaration of war on international Islamic terrorism. And when you look at the situation, you realize that, yes, things like this are happening that are making mainstream news, where we see these kind of attacks taking place in, whether it's happening in America, whether it's happening in France, happening in a major country that the Western world pays attention to. But there are a lot of other countries where these terror attacks are happening that we don't, or that our media, our press, doesn't necessarily focus on. And I think that's very important to consider, because the jihadists, based upon my understanding, brethren, what you've got is you've got Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is, of course, the birthplace of Islam, because that's where the Prophet Muhammad went into the Kaaba in Mecca, cleared out all of the other idols, and he kept the one, the moon god, Allah. And he declared that Allah was the only true God, the one true God. Okay? And so this happens at the Kaaba in Mecca. The Kaaba is the holiest shrine in Islam, and Mecca is their holiest city. When they're all bowing down and praying and so on their carpets, they're praying toward Mecca. Praying toward Mecca. So, in Saudi Arabia, the birthplace of Islam, where they've got their holiest city, which is Mecca, then their second holiest city, which is Medina, and their second holiest shrine, which is the Mosque of Muhammad, this is the part of the world where they are also teaching Wahhabi Islam, Wahhabism. And Wahhabism, based on a teacher named Wahhab from the 18th century, who basically wanted to revive what he saw as the most authentic form of Muhammadism, which of course becomes the philosophy of terrorism. The modern philosophy of Islamic terrorism is Wahhabi Islam. That's what it is. Well, Saudi Arabia, with all their billions and billions of dollars, they're the ones who are financing this. They're the ones who are encouraging this. And so you've got your Wahhabi Muslim preachers that are going out all over the world, and they're radicalizing Muslims in different parts of the world so that they'll carry on this continual barrage of attacks against countries throughout the globe. And you see the kind of attacks that they are. Sometimes you've just got one person that's killed, like in Thailand. In Thailand, one person is killed, 3 are wounded. A bomb planted by Muslim militants in front of a police station leaves one dead. Not a huge bloodletting, thankfully, but still just one more attack on top of all the other attacks that are happening throughout the globe. All right, let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Islamic Jihad right after this.
Now, Available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. We're talking about Islamic jihad across the globe in the wake of this horrible attack that's taken place in Nice, France, where it's being reported that between 73 to 75 people were killed when what appears to be a terrorist drove a white truck into the great mass of people who were celebrating the equivalent of their 4th of July Bastille Day there in France. And this was a senseless attack. If you go online and look at some of the video, they're not showing it on the mainstream news. But if you look at some of the online video, the images are very disturbing, very graphic. Bodies that are strewn across the road, and they're bent and twisted, and obviously were just smashed by this rather large white truck. I mean, this was a sizable white truck that came barreling down the road. And it is, of course, it's going to stir people up in France. And I think it's going to stir people up here in the United States. Donald Trump now, of course, is giving attention to this because he was going to announce tomorrow morning his vice president candidate, his choice for VP. And of course, he's now chosen to postpone that announcement out of respect for all the attention, what he believes is an appropriate amount of attention for this attack in Nice. But that is, you know, all eyes around the world are going to be focused on this, and then the aftermath and what happened and who was this guy who did this and all of that. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about the website religionofpeace.com, the statistics that they present there. There's one more statistic I wanted to give you that they have on that website. The grand total since 9/11, it says Islamic terrorists have carried out more than 28,822 deadly terror attacks since 9/11. 28,822, almost 29,000 terror attacks since September the 11th, since the attack on the World Trade Center, according to religionofpeace.com. Now, another website, PRI, which is a Public Radio International, on that site, they've got an article, and the headline is, quote, "This weekend's terrorist attacks are just a handful among hundreds, most of them you don't hear about." And this was an article that was updated on July 4th, earlier this month. Okay. And here's what they say in the article. It says, quote, "It was a deadly weekend around the world with significant terrorist attacks in Bangladesh and Iraq, and close on the heels of the attack on Istanbul's airport. And it's been less than 9 months since ISIS-backed terrorists mounted a deadly attack in Paris, and little more than 3 months since the attack on Brussels airport." Then it says, quote, "But there have been more than 1,000 terror attacks since the November 13 attacks in Paris. Factor out the ongoing conflicts in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, and you still have more than 100 attacks in that time." Okay, and then they give a whole list of them, because apparently a lot of these attacks are based on conflicts that are going on in these countries where you've got wars going on and happening and so on. Okay, then it says some, like the attack in San Bernardino, California, or at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, were certainly well reported. An attack in Ivory Coast in March was also widely covered, as was a June attack in Mogadishu. But other attacks have flown under the radar. And then they go on and they give a list of them. Okay. There was the Bamako hotel attack in November of 2015, just right at the end of last year. And this happened in West Africa, that 170 people were taken hostage and 20 were killed. Then there was the Tunis bus attack that same month, November 24th in 2015. Okay, a suicide bomber killed 13 people. All right, and then they give the San Bernardino attack, the Istanbul bombing, Jakarta attacks. A series of suicide bombings and shootings in Indonesia's capital left 8 people dead. Another 24 were wounded. You see, there are attacks that are going on, brethren, all over the world continually from jihadists in some way or another, whether there's a civil war going on somewhere, some other armed conflict in one of these war-torn countries, or in countries that are not necessarily engaged in a civil war, like France. There are jihadi attacks of some kind that are going on, whether somebody's blowing themselves up, somebody's getting hacked to death, people are being taken hostage. There's something. There is a continual world war, it appears, being carried out by radical Islam all over the globe, continually. And what I found very interesting was listening to Donald Trump talking to Bill O'Reilly, where they were basically acknowledging that the United States really needs to declare war on Islamic Jihad. I found that very interesting. Of course, the problem with it has been up to now with the establishment politicians, they don't really seem like they're willing to go after the core issues. They're not willing to really go after this problem and put a stop to it. And when they've got people like, well, and we've got Brennan, the head of the CIA, the Jesuit Brennan, who is the head of the CIA, and it's rumored that he converted to Islam at one point. He is at least sympathetic toward Islam. It's highly unlikely. With Brennan and Obama in charge of this thing, that they're going to do anything? Of course they're not going to do anything. And people are... they're just stunned that Obama won't take action, significant action against ISIS. But ISIS is only one part of this. I really think the wellspring of the international jihad movement is coming out of Saudi Arabia. From everything I've read on this, and the problem is that Saudi Arabia is a perceived ally of the United States. That's the whole problem. I did a show some time ago talking about the research of Dr. Peter Hammond, and Dr. Hammond talking about the situation in the Sudan, where you have the northern Sudan that is controlled by the Muslims, and then the southern Sudan is Christian, and the Muslims who have control of the government in the north are routinely attacking and apparently trying to wipe out the Christians in the south. But it's the Muslims in the north who are getting the financial aid from the United Nations. The UN is helping them, and they're the ones who are trying to attack and kill the Christians in the south, innocent people who are just trying to live their lives. And there's a video online of Dr. Hammond talking about this. But this is the problem that people have been rightly, I think, critical of the war on terror, because it's not really being waged in such a way that anybody's going to put a stop to terrorism. That's the problem. But the problem of terrorism is very, very real, and it goes back centuries. It goes back 1,400 years to the very beginnings of Islam. So, but of course, all of these things, I believe, brethren, have prophetic significance. We don't have time, obviously, today to go into it, but it's a very interesting study to study what the reformers and other prophecy teachers believed about Islam and the Book of Revelation. But we're going to have to save that topic for another time. All right, brethren, that is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.